In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So this Holy Week is an important week for all of us. The Church gives us this time focus on the Triduum, focus on the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of Christ. And if you can, if it's at all possible, one of the great things that is so powerful is to, if you can get your prayer meeting together, your prayer group together on Good Friday. We usually start at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we pray the entire 24 hours of the Passion. We don't do the reflections. We just do the hours. And each person takes a paragraph. And by 2 o'clock, you're already at the crucifixion. So between 9 o'clock and 2 o'clock, and we usually take 10 minutes off, or excuse me, yeah, I think it's about 10 minutes we take off at each hour. So we have a 10-minute break every hour so that people can get up and stretch or, you know, whatever. And this is something that is so powerful. When people begin to focus on the 24 hours of the Passion, we begin to fall in love with God. Our whole reason to be on earth is to recognize God and fall in love with him so that eternally we can be with our loving God. And so last Sunday, we focused on the cross as the sacrament. This is everything that Jesus said to Louisa about the Holy Cross. And these are books that you can download for free, and you can print them up yourself if you wish. Everything in the divine will is for free. I mean, when we really think about it, Scripture says, what you receive freely, give freely. Jesus says that these, especially the Passion of the Christ, these will bring about a new beginning for everyone and for everything worldwide. And this is something that's great. It's so wonderful. So today we're focusing on Sleeping in the Arms of Your Jesus, volume 18, November 9th, 1925. So Jesus begins and he's teaching us how to fuse ourselves. From volume 16 to volume 36, Jesus says, I want you to fuse yourself and do your rounds in the divine will. And it takes a while to begin to understand what this means. It's a new way of praying. It's really the way Adam prayed, the way Adam loved God before the fall. It's the way that the way Jesus prayed, the way Mary prayed. And this is why the Lord has given us this great gift of the divine will at this time. When you think about it worldwide, you know, things are happening worldwide. And God has given us the prayers, not of the saints, which we have learned for the last 2,000 years. The prayers of the saints are beautiful and holy and saintly and good. Jesus is saying to Louisa, I want you to begin to pray, because see, all the heresies of the church are attacking the church right now. It's not just one heresy, as in usually that happens every century. There's a heresy or a couple of heresies. It's everything that was against the church is now hitting the church at this time. And so the Lord has given us the way and the means of fulfilling the only prayer that Jesus taught us, and that's Our Father, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So he says to Louisa, my daughter, I want you to fuse yourself in my divine will first. So in the morning when you do your prevenient act and your actual acts, the prevenient act is found on May 27th, 1922. I think it's volume 14. It's a small paragraph. I know some people have said, this is how you do your prevenient act. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. And there's no rules or regulations for the divine will. it's as you can receive as much as you want freely. You can enter into this as much as you want or as little as you want. There's no formula to do this. That's why the paragraph, there's one paragraph of what the prevening act is. Now, I know people say, this is what it is. Well, that's for them. This is what it is. You have to say this, then you have to say that, then you have to say this, then you have to. Let Jesus teach you how to do your prevenient act. He says it very clearly in basically one paragraph. And then it's up to you to decide, how does God want me to do this? Okay, like just now, we heard some birds outside chirping. When you're praying, God says, I want you to be the voice of all the birds that are chirping. Whoever prays God, you be the praise and the glory and the love of God, as Jesus heard the birds singing, to praise the Heavenly Father, to give glory to the Heavenly Father. It's not my prayer, but Jesus uses that means when you hear something while you're praying or smell something or you know, see something. What happens is God is saying, I want you to enter into this way of praying the rounds. Now, we have the round books, which are really helpful because this is how Jesus taught Louisa how to pray. And they're very, very helpful to enter into this abundant life. But you always have to go back to Louisa. She is the one who possessed this gift. Jesus did as the Son of God. Mary did as the Mother of God, Theotokos. But Louisa is the firstborn in the divine will who possessed this gift. This is what they taught her. So it's not the prayers of the saints that we're praying. It's to enter into the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, because it's Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, who are helping us enter into this time of sanctification. So Jesus says, I want you to fuse yourself. So this is the first thing. He talks to Louisa, but he's talking to us as well, who want this gift, who want to enter into this abundant life of the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. I want you to fuse yourself in my most holy divine will. So that's the very first thing. So in the morning, you go to our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You say, I want to fuse myself with you, triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the way I want to do this is by fusing myself in the reflection of the Trinity on earth, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. I fuse myself now with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa to begin to live this abundant life that you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, triune God, want me to possess. Okay, and then you fuse yourself with all of creation. What is fusing? It belongs to you. Everything in creation belongs to you. Every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand is an I love you from God to us. And Jesus says, nobody responds back to me. And I love you also, not with human love, but with divine love in the name of Jesus and Mary through little Louisa. When you read volume 17, May 4th, 1925, when we begin to understand what this means, it's to begin to live a new life, an abundant life, as little as we want or as much as we want. So again, God is saying, okay, first, I want you to fuse yourself with my divine will. What do? Come before the Supreme Majesty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, fusion yourself with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, infusing ourselves now in the name of Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, fusing ourselves with all of creation, redemption, and sanctification in the name of everyone. Past, present, and future. And everything, past, present, and future. That's how Jesus lived. That's how Our Lady lived. That's what they taught Louisa. She says, to reorder all human wills, past, present, and future, back to the divine will of their God, of their creator. Why? To repair, Jesus says, with my own will. With my mother's own will, the new Adam and the new Eve. Do you see what the Lord is saying? It's not just to recognize God through the lives of the saints who understood how to do the will of God, but to live this divine life so that we can enter into the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, which they gave to Louisa. to repair with my own divine will, Jesus said, for all the acts of the human wills of the creatures that the of mankind opposed to my most holy divine will. So again, what is the human will? The human will is when you go to confession. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. And I make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid the near occasions of sin. This human will is so opposed, Jesus teaches Louisa, to the divine will of God, that we begin to recognize that all sin is based on the original sin, God being rejected by Adam so that Adam can do what he wanted, rather than obeying God and being faithful to God. So this is what Jesus is saying. I want you to fuse yourself in my holy divine will, coming before the Supreme Majesty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, with the help of Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, fuse yourself with them, to reorder all human wills in the will of their God, to repair with God's own holy divine will for all the acts of all the human wills of creatures that are opposed to God. That's sin. Worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. The final devotion that God has given to the church, he says to St. Faustina, before I return, is divine mercy. And that's what we begin this Good Friday. Make sure that you follow this novena faithfully. Because on the second Sunday after Easter, what happens at that point is your sins are forgiven and forgotten, as if you were newly baptized. That's a grace that the saints begged for, the saints pleaded for, because of the temporal punishment due to sin. They know that their sin causes rippling effects. When we sin, the sin is like water rippling through the ocean. A sin is like throwing a stone into the water. It causes sin. Sin begets sin. And what our God is asking of us is to come back to him through the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. This is not just saintly good or holy. It's what the priest says every day at Holy Mass when he puts the drop of water in the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ. These are the words of the church. These are the words of Jesus through the priest. May we share in the divinity of Christ, as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. Why? To repair with God's only divine will for all the acts of the wills of the creatures opposed to God. One will, one divine will came out from us, triune God, in order to divinize mankind. That's what, when God breathed into the dust, what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God, divinized. That's why St. Peter, when we read the epistle of St. Peter says, we are called to be divinized. We're not called to become gods, but in God's image and likeness. This is what's so necessary. So through holy baptism in the church, you enter into God's image. And now with the book of heaven, Jesus is going to teach us little by little how to get ready for this great day when the divine will reigns on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus is promising this to us. He says, so one will came out from us, triune God, in order to divinize mankind. And one will do we, triune God, want. You know, families have difficulties when the father has a will, the mother has a will, the children have a will, and there's disorder. When the family is together, usually, I mean, this is why Sunday is so great. The family is together, where they go to church together to keep holy that day, the Lord's day. And Jesus is saying, what's happening at that point is everyone is beginning to enter into that one will of God. It's not everybody, I want to do this. It's not another Saturday. It becomes the Lord's day. And this is what the Lord is waiting for. He's waiting for us to wake up, to see what's really the truth. The truth isn't terrestrial. The truth isn't of the world. The truth is of heaven. So that's why the prayer, the only prayer that Jesus taught, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, is so essential. So Jesus says, and when this holy divine will is rejected by mankind and to do their own human will, it is the most direct offense to God, to the Creator. This was the original sin. That horrible song, "I did it my way," it's awful. We have to do it God's way. We have to do it the Lord's way. That's why the first thing we should do as Catholics is keep holy the Sabbath. And one of the greatest time of the year is the Triduum. Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, you know, to enter into this abundant life of the resurrection of Jesus. See, Jesus said to Louisa, the reason I rose from the dead is so that mankind can rise from the death of their human will, the sin of their human will, in order to enter into the abundant life of the new Adam, of the new Eve. He says, I rose from the dead so that you rise from the dead now before you die. I want you to begin to live heaven on earth. So this is why Jesus says, when you're peaceful, joyful, and happy, he says, you're living the life of heaven. You know, so he says that he wants us to get rid of worry and fear and anxiety and complaints and negativity and sin. Strive for that perfection. That's why he says, I've given you the final devotion. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I am confident in you. You're my Lord. You're my Savior. You're my Master. You're my King. You're my all. I trust in you. I'm not worried about the things of this earth. It's to begin to live the life of heaven. That's the truth. Why are we here? We're here to prepare ourselves for eternity. And so those that are living in sin, Jesus says, you're preparing for your eternity. Hell. So he says, I want you to begin to change this sinful life that mankind is in, the human will. He has redeemed us. Our Lady co-redeemed with him on Calvary, with Christ on Calvary. His redemption. And what's so amazing is that our God has given us this opportunity, this time to begin to live this life of heaven while on earth. So he says this. He says, when you do your own human will, it is to deny all the goods of creation. See, that's why you fuse yourself with creation, redemption, and sanctification. This belongs to you. All of creation belongs to each and every one of us. All of redemption belongs to each and every one of us. All of sanctification belongs to each and every one of us. To deny all the goods of creation and to move away from God's divine likeness. St. Thomas Aquinas says, to begin to know the love of God, you see the love of God in creation. You hear the love of God in creation. You smell the love of God in creation. Especially in spring, everything comes to life. You know, there's fields. It's not just one flower that God gives us, but it's fields of flowers. It's fields of fruits. And Jesus says to Louisa, the saints were the flowers. He says, the budding on the tree. He says, it's the beginning of all the fruit. He says, the little children, the holy divine will, are the fruit of what the saints have gone through. The life of prayer, fasting, penance, conversion is to begin to be fruitful and multiply. So why does God love the fruit? Because there's more seed in the fruit, for more trees in the fruit, for more fruitful, be fruitful and multiply. That's what God has planned. So he says this, And do you think it is trivial fusing yourself in my divine will? See, we have to understand that as we begin to obey Jesus and what he has taught Louisa, shown Louisa, what happens at that point, this isn't trivial. This is going back to the garden. This is beginning to live the life that the Ruah of God, the breath of God, the Spirit of God breathed into the dust. What came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. Adam lived this life of fusing himself with God and all of creation. He says, you think it's trivial that fusing yourself with my divine will? You, each and every one of us, you place the whole of this divine will of mine as though on your lap, which though it is one, brings its divinizing act to each creature. You love your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners who are away from Christ and his church, who are living a life of earth. You love them. You want the best for them. Jesus says, begin to live in the divine will. He says this. He says, you will place the whole of the divine will of mine as though on your lap, and as though it is one, it brings its divinizing act to each member of your family, each member co-worker, each parishioner. What's happening at this point? This is the true life of Jesus that's doing it, not us. All we're doing is cooperating with what God wants. Divinizing act to each creature, reuniting all these acts of my holy divine will together. You bring them before the Supreme Majesty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in the name of the reflection of the Trinity, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, to requite them with your human will together with mine, with your human love, redoing all the acts opposite of those creatures who are against God. And you press the same divine will of mine to surprise the creatures, this is your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners. Once again, they're returning back to that innocence of Adam with more repeated acts that they may know the divine will, receive the divine will within themselves as prime act, love the divine will, and fulfill this holy divine will in everything. This is what's happening. We're repairing and redoing in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future. So when we only think of our family, and most people do that, oh, I want to pray for my children. I want to pray for my grandchildren. I want to pray for my family. I mean, that's good and holy and saintly. Jesus says, I want you to pray in the name of every soul, from Adam to the last person. Every soul. Jesus says, these are my children. And when you enter into the divine will, you enter into the prime act of God, he says, to begin to love the way God loves. Why? It's Jesus in us that is doing it. All we're saying is, I don't want to love humanly anymore. I want to love divinely. Lord Jesus, pray in my praying, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating, dance in my dancing, sing in my singing. I don't want to do anything humanly anymore. I want you, Lord God, to bring about a new and divine way of doing things the way you did and your mother did, the new Adam and the new Eve. This is why the prayers of the saints are beautiful. The prayers of the saints are holy. The prayers of the saints are good. What does Jesus say? He says, by doing this, by redoing all the acts of mankind, all the acts of your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners. Once again, more repeated acts that they may know the divine will, receive the divine will within themselves as prime act, going back to that one act of God, the fiat of God, loving the divine will, fulfilling the holy divine will in everything. So our Lord is looking at us. And he says, I want you to begin to understand why you are alive today, why I, God, have predestined you to live at this time when everything seems to be falling apart. Why? Jesus says, I'm closing this door to open the new door, the third door, if you want to say. When Jesus died on the cross, when he died on the cross, the curtain in the temple was torn in two. The church says that represented the closing of the Old Testament, the opening of the New Testament. After 2,000 years, what's happened? Let's look at the church. Let's look at the world. Let's look at all this happening. God is closing this door. Why? To open the door to the testament of the kingdom. That's what he calls the book of heaven. Why would God do that? It's the new era that Our Lady has been saying, get ready for all over the world. Look at what she says at Akita. Look at what she says at Lourdes, Fatima. Look what she says at Guadalupe. She says, get ready. What did she say to Father Gobi? She says, get ready for the return of my son. What did she say? What did Jesus say to Faustina? The final devotion that I give to my church before I return. Again, if we don't see what's happening, I think we got to open our eyes and look. This is not the way the earth has been to this point. Why is it changing so drastically? Why is there a worldwide event that has shut down everything? To me, that's the curtain that's torn. To me, that's God saying, okay, we're wrapping it up. Now sanctification is coming. And that's what Jesus is saying. When we return to the divine will of God, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, we begin to now become sanctified. As St. Peter says in his epistle, we are at that point of divinization. You know, if we really look, everything that's happening is to help us begin to understand the time that we're living in. I think Joan of Arc is a great example for our time. We have to have the faith of St. Joan of Arc. She says, I was born for this time. And this young girl, this teenager, led an army. This newborn Louisa is leading another army. It's a new beginning for the world. And if you think that things are going to be normal, it's the new normal is the divine will on earth as it is in heaven. See, it's either the new world order or the kingdom. It's either or. We have to decide what we want. Entering into this abundant life of Jesus and Mary, which they show Louisa, and Louisa put down on paper for us to read, to study, to put into practice, or it's what scripture says is coming. I'm praying for a greater than Nineveh. With the command prayer that God has given to Louisa, it teaches us that what Peter did is not impossible to walk on the water. He said to Jesus, if you are the Messiah, command me to come to you. If you're the Messiah, Jesus says, come. He walked on the water. And Jesus didn't say, good job, Pete. You walked 20 feet and then you began to sink. He says, why did you fail? Why did you falter? People don't walk on water. But what Jesus was showing us through St. Peter, I've got plans. They're not your plans. I've got heavenly plans for my people. And they're not human. It's divine. He was the perfect human. She was the perfect woman. The new Adam and the new Eve. And what God wants us to do is to enter into this abundant life that they taught Louisa. Louisa put down on paper, and Jesus calls the book of heaven the gospel of the kingdom. He wants us to begin to live this abundant life. This is what Jesus is asking. why are we alive at this time in what some people say is worse than the time of Noah? What does Jesus say? It will be like the time of Noah when I return. He says, when I return, will I find any faith on the earth? And the way that's written in Greek says, no, there won't be any faith. Let's just look at the idea of Sunday, the Lord's Day. Who is living, which person is living the life of God's day on Sunday? Or most people are living, it's another Saturday. I can do what I want. I can shop. I can do anything I want. It's another free day. I can sleep in. I don't have to do anything. Jesus is showing us what he has planned is to begin to live a life focused on God. Sunday, the Sunday is the Lord's day. I mean, this is what we have to discipline ourselves to do this. Nobody can tell you. The church already says keep holy the Sabbath. How are we obedient to Christ and his church? What is Sunday to us? Our lives have to change. We have to get away from the misery of the human will and begin to live this abundant life. That's why he says this. He says that to redo, to repair, to regenerate, he says, your will together with mine, so that with your love, Jesus now reigning in us, his love, redoing all the acts opposed by all of your brothers and sisters, past, present, and future. And you press the same will of mine with a surprise and surprise the creatures once again, as Adam was surprised, with the most repeated acts that they may know the divine will, receive the divine will within themselves, and it becomes their prime act, the fiat of God. Loving the divine will, fulfilling this holy divine will in everything. The adoration of my wounds, more than one does it for me. So Jesus says, I know people, I was just reading this morning a book on that was written in 1936. I think it was 36. Yeah, 1936. About personal consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. A wonderful little book. Jesus says this, the adoration of my wounds, more than one soul does it for me. But giving me, God, back the divine rights of my holy divine will as the prime act which I did toward man, this no one does for me. Now this is a beautiful book that, you know, to follow the saints. Beautiful little book. But Jesus says, what I want for this generation, he says this. He says, give me back the divine rights of my divine will in all of mankind, as if all of mankind lived the life of Adam before the fall, that all mankind lived the true life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Give me back my rights as God, as Lord, as Savior. He says, no one's doing this. This is what he tells Louisa. Who in your family is reading the divine will? Nobody, basically. Why? They don't want it. Where are the souls that are focusing on this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies? Where are they? He says they're not around. That's why when you do the 24 hours of the Passion on Good Friday, you and your prayer group is doing this in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. You're repairing, you're redoing as if they never left the divine will. Repairing and redoing. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics. Enkindle us the fire of your love. Send forth your spirit and we will be recreated. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us. We have to be the voice. We have to be the voice of all mankind. That's what Jesus is saying. He says, people adore me. People adore my wounds. He says, but giving me back the divine rights of my most holy divine will as the prime act which I did toward Adam and his children, this no one does for me. So why did Jesus die on the cross? To give to the world the kingdom. He died on the cross to get us ready for this abundant life, heaven on earth. That's where God wants us to be. And so he's going to say, I want you to begin to focus on the things of heaven and no longer on the things of earth. Therefore, it is your duty to do this. Jesus says, I have given you the book of heaven. Now it's going to be your duty. Let's just look at Joan of Arc. You know, here's this young girl who obeys. Adam was disobedient. Adam was unfaithful. She obeyed to the point where they killed her. We have to have that faith today. Therefore, it is your duty to do this, to live in the divine will, to read, to study, to put this into practice, the how and the why the kingdom is going to come on earth as it is in heaven. Just this past week, Association Luis Picaretta put out the DVD, Dawn of a Mystery. And to watch it again, to listen to it again, to listen to these people who knew Luisa, to listen to the Archbishop, is so essential that he says, this is Luisa's job. No one on earth was given this job but Luisa. And the souls linked to Luisa. This is your duty. This is why I have chosen you, predestined you to live at this time. That's what Jesus is saying to us. That's what he said to Luisa. We want this gift that Luisa possesses. Jesus says, now it becomes your duty as well. One with Luisa. He says, as you have a special mission about my most holy divine will. Your family doesn't want this. Your neighbors don't want this. Your coworkers don't want this. Your parishioners don't want this. Jesus says, this is your mission. To repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future. Why? So that the kingdom can be on earth as it is in heaven. It's very close. The final devotion, divine mercy, before I return. It's very close. Jesus says this, and if sleep catches you while you are doing this, and again, we get tired, we get hungry, our celestial Father will look at you with divine love and seeing you sleeping in his arms, seeing his little child, his little daughter, his little son, who even while sleeping holds her on the little lap of all the acts of God's most holy divine will. Why? To repair them, to requite them in divine love, and to give each act of our divine will the divine honor, the divine sovereignty, the divine right that befits the divine will. This is why I keep on saying I love the saints. I mean, like I said, I was reading this morning. I said, what is this? What's this personal consecration to the sacred heart of Jesus written in 19th? It's beautiful. He says, Jesus says, I have people doing this. But to give me back my God's rights, divine rights of my holy divine will on earth as it is in heaven hasn't been given to me. This is your special mission. This is why I have chosen you to be alive at this time. This is why I have predestined you to live at this time. I, as God, have rights, and I want you to be my army, to bring my rights back to me. So we have a whole section on the army of God. I mean, He says, the weapons I'm going to give you is weapons of love. St. Louis de Montfort says, the rosary in one hand, the crucifixion in the other. These are our weapons of love, Jesus and Mary. And now with the Book of Heaven, you can begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, by not living in your human will any longer. Little by little, this is happening. Again, the fullness of this gift, the only human is Louisa. This fullness isn't here yet. Jesus says, when that great day happens, the world is going to rejoice. The world is going to say, how did this happen? This is in volume 24. How did this happen? How did the kingdom of God be established in earth as heaven? What happened? And Jesus said it happened because of Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. That day is coming. That day is very close. That day is going to be amazing. And it's so close, most of us are going to see it. I mean, that's how close it is. So Jesus says this, therefore, first fulfill your duty. Write that out. Put that on your mirror in your bathroom. So the first thing that you look at is not yourself, but what Jesus says. First, fulfill your duty. What is your duty? He says it right here. He says, give me back my divine rights of my divine will as prime act in which I did give to Adam, which I brought about again when I died on the cross, took the place of mankind, shed every drop of my blood, and my mother was with me on Calvary. He says, no one does this towards me. Therefore, it is your duty to do it. You have a special mission about my most holy divine will. We have to understand there's nobody else around who wants to do this. Jesus says, it's your duty. I have brought you to life at this time, giving you the Book of Heaven, Jesus says, that Louisa wrote so that you can begin to learn why you are here on earth. It's a special mission. Fulfill your duty. And then you can, if you will, also do adorations of my wounds. You can do what the saints are doing. But the thing I want, Jesus says, is to begin to understand why you are alive today. This Holy Week is a very important time for us. Jesus will show us what he has planned little by little. We're not going to know the fullness of it because it's one step at a time. If we are listening to Jesus as he teaches us, as he directs us, as he guides us through the intercession of little Louisa, the life of Jesus and Mary begins to become alive in us with the weapons that God has given us, the weapons of love to begin to live this abundant life. Why are we alive today? Why are we alive during this Holy Week? To get ready for the kingdom. It's coming. It's not far away. I've had people say to me, I had just talked to a guy yesterday who said to me, oh, the divine will's 1,000 years. He used to say that to me for 20 years. And I told him today, or yesterday, I said, the kingdom is close. Everything's wrapping up. You said it was 1,000 years ago. 1,000 years from now. No, it's very, very close. So let's end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, that all the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. Have a happy Holy Week and a happy Holy Easter. Great things are right around the corner.